Coming down to the final couple of weeks now of session, Senator, and one of the issues that the Missouri Senate saw success with this week, now sending to the House, is Senate Bill 313.
That's exactly right. Senate Bill 313 is Senator Koenig's education savings account bill. Whenever it was perfected on the floor, there were actually a number of things that were added to it, many issues that were in the transfer bill, which accommodated transfers out of public schools that are failing the students. Those apply primarily in St. Louis and Kansas City area, but we also have a building in Springfield that is a failing building. The district is successful. And so 313 turned out to be kind of an education reform omnibus bill in a number of ways, but its focus was basically on the success of the students. It was looking for any creative ways that, especially those that have been proven in other states, to allow parents to get more engaged in the education of their children and to give those parents choices about how their child needs to be educated and even where their child needs to be educated. And that was the focus of the bill. I find that if we want to get consensus or at least the number of votes to pass a bill in the realm of education, the only way to do that is to focus on the students, to get away from talking about whether it's going to impact the institution or what kind of effects it has there, but rather talk about, well, what does this do for students? Are there students that are going to be successful if we pass this that otherwise might not? Are there students that are going to have opportunities that wouldn't exist otherwise? Are there parents that will be more engaged in the education of their child than they are now, or that they could be expected to be? And the answer for me to every one of those questions is yes. With the passage of 313, every one of those would be in the affirmative. And I hope that now that it's a Senate bill, so it's late in the session for us to be passing a Senate bill and have it successful. But there is a will, and the old saying is, where there's a will, there's a way. So I'm hoping that that proves true and that the House will sign that bill to a committee very quickly, and that committee will hear it and vote it out and get it to the floor of the House and at least give the House members the opportunity to vote on those reforms and hopefully open the world up for thousands of Missouri students that right now seem to have no hope and no path to success.
Bulk of this week spent on the only constitutional obligation for the legislature, for this case in the Missouri Senate, and that was the budget for the next fiscal year.
That's right. We still haven't fulfilled it because we're sending most of those bills to conference because we have made changes to those in the Senate, but we're well on the way to satisfying that constitutional obligation. Those bills were sent back to conference today. Those conference committees will have to be identified, and then they'll have to meet, and they'll have to hash out the differences between the House version and the Senate version and come up with a version that can come back to both bodies and hopefully be passed by both bodies. We're still up there in the $27 billion, $27.8, almost $28 billion of money that we're spending. That's not all general revenue. Some of that's federal tax dollars, and the bulk of it is, of course, Missouri taxpayer dollars. We were confronted very vividly this year with the conflict that's been developing and getting more and more serious every year because of the makeup of the budget. There's roughly 60 to 70% of the budget, maybe even a little more than that some years, that goes to two areas, just two areas. One is education, the other is social services, or what some might call redistribution of income, entitlements. Those are the two big impacts on the budget, Medicaid being a big part of the social services part. Once again, this year, we were confronted, I guess, more obviously because of the shortfalls that we're experiencing in the projected revenues versus the requests for money. The budget that the Senate had put together would have funded education about $45 million less than the education request, and then the House funded it. $45 million roughly below what would be classified as a fully funded formula for education. That was because for a number of reasons. Number one is the money just didn't seem to be there and allow the funding of other things that the state provides. And the other, to give some flexibility once they went to conference so that negotiation could happen. An amendment was offered and just barely did pass the Senate to add an additional $45 million to the education funding formula, which qualifies it as fully funded, which also then engages another provision that says anytime that formula is fully funded, then statewide implementation of preschool is authorized. And so that could result in as much as a $60 million additional assessment for that. Now, that is subject to appropriation, so it doesn't immediately hit and has to actually be approved, but it's an exposure that was not there before. So the problem with that money simply wasn't there, and so it will have to come from other programs in the state. Largely, those programs are represented by social services. My office is getting calls from people that are saying, you know, why are they sending my money to education. And obviously, entitlements is a problem because we have created a very dependent society that is heavily dependent on the state. And I'm not sure what the answer to that is, but we are certainly seeing one of the results of that this year in the budget process as we come up with this face-off between education funding and social services funding. And so I'm not sure where that ends up. We cannot conference on the education funding anymore because the Senate bill came up to the same number as the House, and that means that there's no room for negotiation. So the only place to negotiate now is in that social service arena.